Hello, everybody. My name is Earl Zwicker, and this is my first podcast for Blind Cool Tech. So before I get started, I'd like to introduce myself to you, and then we will get into the topic of discussion, which is Jotter. And you're probably asking yourself, well, what's Jotter? Well, you'll find out in a couple minutes, but first of all, I'd like to introduce myself. I'm 34. I live in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. I have a guide dog named Peterson, and he's from Guide Dogs in California. He started working with me in October of 2005, and we're still together. And he is going to be 6 in September. I can't believe how fast the time is going, but he is a great worker, and I wouldn't trade him for anything. He's my second. I used to have a seeing eye dog named Hillary, and she was from the Seeing Eye in Morristown, New Jersey. And by the way, both of those schools are great. I have nothing bad to say about either one of them. I love them both, and I've had two very good dogs, and I highly recommend both of those schools. What else can I tell you about myself? I'm heavily into computers. I have done some computer training in the past, and I now do it as a volunteer type of thing, and I don't do it as much as I'd like to, but whenever I get the opportunity to train people or help them out with their computers, I'm more than happy to do that. So I try to do that whenever I can. I've been using them since I was about 9 or 10 years old. I know a fair amount about programming. I know quite a bit about JAWS scripting. I'm not an expert, but I know quite a bit. I've never done any scripting with Window Eyes yet or anything like that. I wouldn't mind doing that. I know HTML. And so, as you can see, I'm heavily into computers. But I'm also into social networking. I like many different types of phone systems. I'm on many different websites on the computer. My name is Rowdy American on most of them, computer and phone for that matter. Rowdy American, that's me. I'm on Facebook. My name on there, of course, is Earl Zwicker, and I'll spell that in case anybody out there wants to add me to Facebook. It's E-A-R-L-E. And the last name is Zwicker, Z-W-I-C-K-E-R. That's Z, like in zebra, W-I-C-K-E-R. And my first name is Earl, E, like in Edward, A-R-L-E. Now, I don't know how many Earl Zwickers there are with E's on the end of their name on Facebook, but I'm in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, so definitely feel free to add me. And if you have Klango, Twitter, Skype, The Zone, Live Journal, Blink Nation. My name is Rowdy American on all of those sites as well. And so feel free to add me. And if you want to add me to Skype, it's Rowdy American as well. My MSN is Peterson underscore 33 at simpatico.ca. That's P-E-T-E-R-S-O-N underscore, which is shift dash 33 at Simpatico, which is S-Y-M-P-A-T-I-C-O.ca, and that's my MSN. And I will give out my contact info again at the end of this discussion on Jotter, but I just thought I'd throw it in since we were talking about social networking and how much I like different phone systems and computer websites and things of that nature. So I thought it would be a good time to throw out my contact info. But now, I'm going to talk to you about Jotter and what it is and what it does. Jotter is a set of scripts that works with JAWS. So if you're a Window Eyes user or a System Access user or NVDA or whatever screen reader you might be using, this isn't going to work for you unless you're a JAWS user. However, you might want to listen to this because it's kind of interesting anyway, even if you're not a JAWS user, just to see what is out there. But Jotter is a set of scripts that works in conjunction with Twitter. And as I mentioned earlier, I'm Rowdy American on Twitter. And what Twitter allows you to do is, I'll give you a brief summary of what Twitter is. It allows you to update your status and tell people what you're doing. So I could say, I'm getting ready to go watch a baseball game. And that would show up on my Twitter. And anybody who is following me on Twitter would see that update, and they would, it would show up in their timeline. And of course, with Twitter, you can also read your friends' updates, and even people that aren't your friends that you've just seen on the timeline or that you've met through other people's Twitters or other people have recommended to you, you can follow their updates. A lot of businesses have Twitter. A lot of companies have Twitter. A lot of news organizations have Twitter. And it really is growing constantly. So what these scripts will do is they will allow you to use Twitter from anywhere within JAWS, like anywhere within Windows. You don't have to go to the website. You can use a keystroke and update your Twitter from anywhere. You can read other people's updates from anywhere without going to the website. If they have a URL in their tweets or their updates, whatever you want to call them, they're called tweets, but I'll, you know, call them updates or tweets. You can click on that URL and it'll come up in your browser. You can reply to other people's tweets. And there's just so much you can do with these set of scripts. Now, before we get into how these scripts work, I'm going to tell you where you can get them. Sean Randall has written them, and he's done a great job with them. He's constantly updating them. They're still in beta. We're at 0.4 at the moment. But you can go to www.randylaptop.com. That's www.randy, R-A-N-D-Y, no spaces, laptop, L-A-P-T-O-P.com. So it's www.randylaptop.com, all one word. And once again, I'll give the web address out again at the end of this. Now, the install is not like your typical install in that there are modifications you have to make to JAWS to get Jotter to work properly. So it's not a matter of just hitting enter on an executable, going through the installation process, and then you're done. So when you download Jotter, it comes in a zip archive. There'll be two files. There will be the Jotter executable, which will install the scripts, and there'll be a README. Definitely read the README file. I can't stress that enough, especially if you've never modified scripts before or you've never done anything like this. Read the README file. And even if you have, read the README file. He's put a lot of work into the README. It's very well written. It's aimed to the beginner as well as to the advanced user. So read the README file. If you don't read the README file, you probably will run into problems. Even though I'm going to go through the installation process here, I've totally uninstalled Jotter and I'm going to install it from scratch to show you how it's done. But don't just go by my review. Read the README file that comes with Jotter. And also, if you want to know all the keystrokes of Jotter, what the program does and how it does it, then read all the information that's available on randylaptop.com, because the README file focuses only on the installation. If you want to know about the keystrokes and on how Jotter works, you'll have to read randylaptop.com, as well as listening to this review will help as well. So we're going to go and install Jotter right now, and I'll basically summarize what I'm going to do before I go ahead and do it. I'm going to go to the folder that I have on my computer where I've already unzipped Jotter. So in that folder, I've got two files. I've got the README and I've got the executable. And we're going to deal with just the executable at the moment because I've already read the README several times. I've installed Jotter many times on my computer as well as helped other people through installing Jotter. Now, before you get started, I highly recommend you back up your personal user's settings folder. So, you know, go to Start Menu, Programs, your version of JAWS, go to Explore JAWS, and then go to Explore My Settings. And then when you get into that folder, select everything, you know, copy it to the clipboard, and then paste it into another backup folder. You could call it User Settings Backup or whatever you want to call it, just so you know that it's your user folder and it's your settings for JAWS and that it's a backup. I would also do the same thing with your shared settings. So once again, go to Programs, go to JAWS, your version of JAWS, go to Explore JAWS, go to Explore Shared Settings, and get into that folder, select everything, copy it to the clipboard, and paste it into a shared backup folder or something of that nature. Just so you have everything backed up in case something goes wrong. If you follow the README exactly as it's written, then nothing should go wrong. But you want to have a backup in case something does go wrong. That way, if something does go wrong and JAWS is unusable, you can bring up System Access to Go or NVDA, and then all you would have to do is copy your user settings backup folder to the original user settings folder, and copy the shared settings backup folder to the original shared settings folder of JAWS, and you will get your JAWS back to the way it was. And believe me, it sounds confusing, but it's really not. Basically, all you would do is replace the original folders with your backup folders, and then everything would be right again. But nothing should go wrong as long as you follow the README file exactly as it's written, and as long as you double check everything that you do, everything should work out fine. So without any further ado, I'm going to go ahead and install Jotter, and I will describe the process as I do it so that you'll see exactly how it's done, and then maybe it'll give you a feel for what you yourself will be facing when and if you decide to install Jotter. It sounds more complicated than it actually is. It really isn't. And once you get Jotter going, you'll love it. So let's get Jotter up and running. So I'm going to go to my Documents folder and to my Jotter 2 folder, and we'll go from there. And basically what we're doing is we're going to install the scripts, and then step 2 will be to put the keyboard entries for Jotter into the default file so that they can be used anywhere. And then step 3 will be basically I'm going to add an entry to the default JAWS file so that Jotter can be used from anywhere without having to load any extra applications or anything. So that's what we'll do. And like I said, I'll go through it as we do it.
Desktop folder view list.
And I hope my speech is slow enough for everybody. I'm using JAWS 10 on a Windows XP Pro machine with 4 gigs of RAM, and it's a dual core processor.
My documents contains letters. My documents folder view list view not selected. Jotter 1 of 31. Jotter 2.
We want Jotter 2 because, like I told you, I've got 2 versions of Jotter and I want to use the latest one.
Folder view list view not selected. Jotter.x 1 of 2. To Jotter 2. Readme underline Jotter.txt type.
Now that's the readme file. It's a plain text file. You'll probably read it in Notepad, but definitely read it. But we want Jotter.x right now because, like I said, I've read this file many times.
Jotter.x. Description. Open file dash security warning dialog. The publisher code.
Okay, so I'm going to run this file.
Always at this file run button. Folder view list view. Jotter.x. 1 of 2. To move to items, use the arrow keys. Setup dash JAWS scripts dialog. Next greater button to activate. Press spacebar. Alt plus N.
This is basically just an introductory screen letting me know that, you know, I'm installing JAWS scripts, and it's got next and cancel, so I'm going to go to next.
Cancel, next greater button to cancel button to activate, press spacebar, JSX installer dialog, zip archive colon read only.
Okay, now we're in the installer, and there's a few options in here. Most of them we don't have to worry about. As we go over them, I'll tell you what we need to change and what we don't need to change. So this is a read-only edit box. It's basically telling us where the archive is, and we don't have to worry about that, so I'm tabbing right now.
Keep copy checkbox not checked. To check, press spacebar.
It says keep copy, and it's not checked, and we don't need to check that because we don't need to keep any copy of these of this archive or anything.
JAWS version colon extended select list box 10.0, 1 of 1. To move now, to items, use the arrow keys, Alt plus J.
As you'll hear, it's saying JAWS version 10.0, 1 of 1. That's because on this computer, I only have one version of JAWS. What you need to do is select the version of JAWS and the language that you want to use Jotter with. So I only have JAWS 10 on this computer, but if I had JAWS 9 and 10, and I was going to use this version of Jotter with JAWS 9, I would have to select JAWS 9 and then select the language, and we'll do that in another box when we tab over. But since I only have JAWS 10, I'm going to be using it with JAWS 10. But if you install it on your system and you have several versions of JAWS, you will want to make sure you install it in the version of JAWS that you're using all the time. So, you know, just be aware of that when you go through this list box.
Language colon extended select list box, NU 1 of 2, to move to items, use the...
Now, this is where you select your language, and I'm on ENU right now, which is English, US English, and I want to leave it on here because that's what I'm using, and that's where I want these scripts to go. If you were using a different language, you could select it in this box here.
Current user left parent Earl right parent radio button checked, 1 of 2.
Now, it's got the current user Earl selected. I could either have it go into the current user or all users, but you want it to go into the current user. It just makes it easier in case you ever have to remove it or you ever have to change anything. It just makes it a lot easier if you have these scripts to be installed under the current user.
X association colon edit type and text.
Now the next few boxes we're not going to worry about. That would be if we had to associate these scripts with a certain application or things like that, but we don't have to worry about these. We'll just leave them as they are.
Find association for scripts button.
We're not going to worry about that.
Backup before replace checkbox checked. A clear.
Backup before replacing, that's checked, and we'll just leave it checked.
Recompile new scripts checkbox not checked.
It says recompile new scripts. It says that's not checked. I personally check this box, even though it says, you know, the README file doesn't say you have to, it doesn't say you should or shouldn't, it doesn't mention it either way, but I always compile scripts. I always recompile scripts when I install them. That's just a personal preference. So I'm going to check this box for me. You can leave it the way it is if you choose to.
Checked. View zip folder after checkbox not checked.
We don't need to view the zip folder after this is done, so I'm leaving that unchecked.
New scripts are complete. Radio button checked. 1.
New scripts are complete. We're leaving that checked. The other choice would be to merge these scripts, but we don't want to merge them. These scripts are complete on their own, so we leave this radio button on. New scripts are complete. Make sure you're on that setting, and it should be there by default, though.
Install button to activate. Press space bar.
And of course, we're at the install button now, and if we tabbed, there's a cancel button and there's a help button. But we're going to install right now, so we're just going to push space on install.
Installing scripts, compiling, done, canceled, Jotter configuration dialog, please enter your... No window is active.
Okay, it
folder
temporarily brought up the Jotter configuration dialog, which we don't need to worry about right now anyway, because we've just installed the scripts and there's still other things we have to do before we can even get to play with Jotter.
Gold Wave, Windows Live, Jotter 2. Gold Wave,
okay.
Jotter 2, Jotter...
Now I'm going to close this folder.
Desktop.
Now what we have to do is we have to move the Jotter keyboard entries, not move them, but we have to also put them in the default keyboard entries file. Now to do this, we're going to go into the script manager. I'm going to press JAWS key plus 0 on the number row. So JAWS key plus 0 on the number row. If you're using a laptop, then of course your JAWS key is your caps lock key. If you're using a desktop, then your insert key is your JAWS key. So I'm pushing insert 0 on the number row, not on the number pad, but insert. My insert's on the number pad, and I'm hitting 0 on the number row to bring up the script manager.
JAWS script manager dash left bracket windows os.jss right bracket.
Okay, now it brought up that file. It brought up the windows.oss file because that's I'm on the desktop, and that's the script it brought up. But I'm going to hit Control F4 and close that, and we'll be in a blank window.
Close multiple document interface client window, period.
Now I'm going to hit Control O to open a user file. Remember, we installed Jotter into the user folder. So since I'm opening a Jotter file, it'll be in the user folder. So I'm going to hit Control O to open a user file.
Open user file dialog, file name colon edit combo, 0 items, to set.
And now I'm just going to type Jotter, J-A-W-T-E-R. Sorry, I probably should have turned my key echo on so you could hear what I'm typing, but I just typed Jotter. Now I'm tabbing.
Files of type colon combo box, source files left parent.
Now it's saying files of type. We want keyboard map files, so I'm just going to arrow down.
Source file, header file, message, documentation, keymap file, all file, keymap files, left paren.
Okay, keymap files, there it is. And it'll say left paren dot jkm.
Keymap files, left paren star dot jkm, right paren.
And, but we're opening the keymap file because we need to get to the Jotter keystrokes.
Open button to Jotter dot jkm, edit, type and text, period.
Okay, so we're in this file now, and the first line I think will say something like, control Windows down arrow read next tweet, I think is what the top line is.
Control plus Windows plus down arrow equals jotter next tweet.
Right. Okay. Basically, what we need to do in this file is we're not changing anything. We're going to select the entire file by pressing Control A.
Control plus Windows plus down arrow equals jotter next tweet. Control plus Windows plus.
Okay, now I've selected everything. Now I'm copying this file to the clipboard.
Copied.
Okay, so now I've got this file on the clipboard. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to hit Control F4 to go to a blank window.
Close multiple document interface client window, period.
I'm going to hit Control O to open a user file.
Open user file dialog, file name.
And I'm going to type default, D-E-F-A-U-L-T. Now I'm tabbing to the file association box.
Files of type colon.
Or to the files of type box, whatever you want to call it. And I'm going to once again arrow down to keymap files, star.jkm.
Source, header, message, documentation, keymap files, left parent, star.jkm, right parent.
Okay, now I'm going to tab, and I'll be on the open button.
Open button to activate.
And I'll press
space.
Spacebar on open.
Default.jkm, edit, type and...
Now, before I go any further, if you hit Control O and type default, and then tab to the file type box, and arrow down to key map, and then tab to open, and you get an error message saying that that file doesn't exist, or whatever it says, I can't remember how it words it, don't panic. There'll probably be an OK button, I think, if I remember right. So you'll hit OK, and then you'll hit Alt-F as in file. That's Alt-F as in file, and then the letter E as in echo. E as in echo. So hit Alt-F, which will bring up the file menu, and then hit E as in echo. And JAWS will tell you to open a shared file. And then you would type default, D-E-F-A-U-L-T, and then you'll tab to the file type box and arrow down to key map, and then tab again to the open button and hit spacebar, and that will open your default.jkm file in the shared settings folder. If you don't have a default.jkm in your user settings, it just means that you've never had to modify any of your key mappings or anything, and so you'll be modifying the one in your shared folder. So either way, once you get into this file, you will look for a line called Common Keys. Now, a lot of times this line, from my past experience, has been at the top of the file, but it may not necessarily be at the top of your file. So you're looking for a line called Common Keys, but check the top line of your file first to see if it's there. And if not, then look for Common Keys. So I know it's at the top of this file because I've been inside this file many times on my computer, so I know that for me, if I go to the top of the file with Control Home,
top left bracket Common Keys right bracket,
I'm at Common Keys.
Alt plus Shift left bracket Common Keys right left bracket Common Keys right bracket.
So when you hear it say left bracket Common Keys right bracket, hit the end key, so that you can go to the end of this line. I just pushed end now, and now you want to hit Enter. That's so that you can insert a blank line right underneath that Common Keys line. So I've got Common Keys.
Left bracket, Common Keys, right bracket.
Now if I arrow down, I should have a blank line.
Blank.
And then if I arrow down, I'll start seeing keystrokes.
Alt plus Shift plus F9 equals SWs.
Right. Now you might see something different there. Don't worry about it. Just make sure you have a blank line underneath the line that says Common Keys and above
blank
the first keystroke under Common Keys.
Alt plus Shift plus blank left bracket Common Key blank.
So I'm sitting on that blank line. I'm going to hit Home. Now I'm going to paste the contents of the clipboard that we copied from the jotter.jkm file. Remember, we selected everything in the jotter.jkm file, and we copied it to the clipboard. Now I'm going to paste it in on this blank line. I'm going to hit Control V now and paste it.
Pasted.
Now I'm going to hit Control Home and go to the top of the file.
Top left bracket Common Keys right.
And under Common Keys, I should now see, that whole Windows Control down arrow equals jotter next tweet.
Control plus Windows plus down arrow equals jotter next tweet.
So that's there, and if I down arrow, all the jotter keystrokes are in here now.
Control plus Windows plus up arrow equals jotter. Control plus Windows.
Okay, we won't go through all of them because we know they're there.
Control blank.
There's about, I believe, 13 of them.
Blank. Alt plus blank.
Now there'll be some blank lines left over after the, you know, after you paste these keystrokes in, but it doesn't really matter. You can leave them there or take them out. But if you remove any of the blank lines, just be careful not to remove any keystroke. I personally would recommend you just leave them. I usually remove them, but for now I'm just going to leave them because I want to get these installed so I can show you how they work. So now that you know that the keystrokes have been pasted into this file, hit Control F4.
Script Manager dialog. Save changes to default.json.
It's asking if I want to save my changes, and yes, I do, because I know that everything is correct. Always double check and triple check to make sure that everything is correct, that you haven't changed any of the formatting, that you haven't, you know, inadvertently added anything else to the file. Just make sure you double check and recheck that file until you're satisfied that everything is set the way it needs to be and that you've added everything correctly, because you don't want to mess up your JAWS. Like I said, though, if you do, you've made backups so you can replace the folders if you have to. But I'm going to save these changes because I've checked and I know that they're correct.
No button to yes button to activate.
So I'm just pushing space on yes.
Multiple document interface client window period.
Okay, now I'm back in that blank document window. Now I'm going to hit Control Shift D, D as in default. So Control Shift D like in Delta or default. And Control Shift D will open my default JAWS file.
Default.jss, edit, type and text, period.
Okay, now I'm in this file. All I'm going to do here is I'm going to go to the bottom of this file.
Bottom, blank.
I just hit Control End.
Blank.
Now I'm hitting my right arrow to make sure I'm at the very end of this file, because I don't want to make any changes without knowing exactly where I am, because if I make one wrong change, it can mess up JAWS, and then you have to, like I said, you would have to replace your user folder and your shared settings folder, but I don't want to have to do that on this recording if I can prevent it.
Blank.
So now I'm going to hit Enter to make sure I'm on a new blank line at the very end of this file.
Blank.
So I'm hitting Enter now. So I'm on a blank line, and now I'm going to type the word use. U-S-E. Now I'm hitting the space bar, and I'm going to type jotter.jsb. No, sorry, I'm going to type quote jotter.asb, end quote. It's very important that you put these quotes in. So I've already typed the word use. I've hit my space bar. Now I'm hitting quote, which is shift apostrophe on most keyboards, unless you use another language or whatever the case may be, but generally the quote is shift apostrophe. So I'm typing quote. Now I'm typing jotter, which is J-A-W-T-E-R. Now I'm pressing period. Now I'm typing the letter J as in Juliet, S like in Sam, and B like in Bravo or boy, and now the end quote. Now I'm going to hit my home key to go to the beginning of this line, and now I'm going to read it character by character.
S-U blank.
Okay.
U-S-E space.
So the word use, U-S-E space, quote.
Quote.
Jotter, J-A-W-T-E-R.
J-A-W-T-E-R.
Period.
Period.
J like in Juliet, S like in Sam, B like in Bravo.
J, S, B.
And then there should be an end quote.
Quote, blank, blank.
So that line looks right, but I'm going to read it one more time just to be totally sure. I'm going to hit home.
S.
I should be on the U, because when you hit home, you're on the first letter of that line, so I'm going to back up.
U, blank, U, S, E.
The word use, space.
Space.
Quote.
Quote.
Jotter.
J, A, W, T, E, R.
Period.
Period. J, S, B.
J, like in Juliet, S, like in Sam, B, like in Bravo, and then an end quote.
Quote. Blank.
Okay, everything looks right. Now I'm going to hit Alt F4, not Control F4 this time, but Alt F4, and it's going to ask me if I want to save. I'm going to say yes, and if all goes well, it should say compile complete.
Script Manager dialog. Save changes to default. No button. Yes button to activate.
So I'm pushing space on yes, and if all goes well, Jaws should tell me that compile is complete.
No to yes button to dialog. Compile complete. Jotter configuration dialog. Please enter your Twitter username period. Edit type and text period. Cancelled.
Okay, so it's telling me now that compile is complete.
No window is active.
And I thought it brought up folder. The Jotter configuration dialog, but apparently it didn't.
Windows
it
live
canceled it. So what I'm going to do to bring up that dialog is I'm going to hit Control Windows J a couple times, and it should bring up the configuration dialog for Twitter.
Jotter configuration dialog. Please enter your Twitter username. Edit type and text.
Okay, it's asking me for my Twitter username, which is Rowdy American, RowdyAmerican. And this is where you'd enter your Twitter username, obviously. Now I'm going to hit OK.
OK button. Jotter configuration dialog. Now please enter your password. Caution, the password.
It wants my password. I'm going to type that in. Obviously, I'm not giving that out. And I will hit OK.
OK. Jotter configuration dialog. Enter the time and minutes that Jotter should wait before checking for tweets. A default of 3 is supplied and you should check no more than once a minute. Edit type and text.
I'm going to leave it set on 3 minutes. That means that it will check Twitter every 3 minutes for updates. So if my friends update their Twitter, or if any of the news feeds that I'm subscribed to update their Twitter, or any of the companies or whatever, you know, if anybody updates their Twitter, I'll get those updates every 3 minutes. So I'm going to leave, it's set to 3 minutes, I'm going to leave it at 3.
3.
And I'm going to hit OK, and it should tell me that the configuration process is complete.
OK button. Desktop dialog. Jotter configuration dialog. Jotter is now set dash up and ready for use. After you dismiss this message, the latest 20 tweets will be retrieved and Jotter will check Twitter every 3 minutes as you requested. For further help, press Ctrl plus Windows plus F1. OK button. Jotter configuration dialog. Jotter has retrieved the latest from your friend's timeline and you can read it at will. I'll check again in 3 minutes for anything since the last one and let you know if I find anything. OK button to activate. Folder view list view my doc.
Okay, so Jotter is up and running now. We've installed it. It's found the last 20 tweets. It's going to look for tweets every 3 minutes. And I should hear a sound as new tweets come in. Now, some people have reported that they don't get the system sounds. I do get them on this machine. I personally don't know anyone who doesn't get them, but I have heard reports of people not getting the sounds. And then I've heard of other people who don't get the sounds until they restart their computer. That also has never happened to me. I tend to get them right away for some reason. Now, I'm going to hit Control Windows F1 and go into the help for Twitter. Or sorry, for Jotter, not for Twitter. I'm going to hit Control Windows F1 and go into the help for Jotter.
Every 3 minutes, Jotter will check for new updates from Twitter. You will hear a sound if there are any and you can then read them. To move to the first tweet in the list, press Ctrl plus Windows plus Home. To move to the last tweet in the list, press Ctrl plus Windows plus End. To navigate your tweets 1--time, press Ctrl plus Windows plus down arrow and Ctrl plus Windows plus up arrow, period.
Now, as you can see, the help is very detailed. It brings it up in a virtual viewer. So I can up and down arrow through all these.
To move the nav black to put a plot to view the focus tweet
and
or press escape to close this window.
Control end, you know, to go to the end of the help.
Link visit Jotter's webpage at Randy Lab. Link manually edit Jotter's settings. Link listen to the sounds that Jotter uses. What do you want to do now? Blank. You should be careful whilst editing this file and turn Jotter blank.
Now see, this help file is very detailed. You can read it at your own leisure. And basically, it will tell you all about the Jotter commands, or you can read about them at randylaptop.com.
What do you link? Listen to link manually. Link visit Jotter's webpage at randylaptop.com-for-bugs, feature requests, updates, etc.
Now, that's always a good page to keep checking. And I also follow the developer of these scripts on Twitter. But I'm going to hit escape right now to get out of this help file. I just wanted to show you that it was here. And to get to that at any time, it's Control Windows F1. Now, Control Windows is the modifier key that is used to perform Jotter commands. So I'm going to hit escape and get out of help.
Link manually.
And I'm at my desktop now.
Desktop.
Just for a point of reference. Now I'm going to push Control Windows Home to get to the top of my tweets.
At 2:06 on Feb 16, Jen said, I'm at my...
Okay, now I'm at the top of my tweets. Now if I push Control Windows Up Arrow, it's going to beep because I'm at the top already.
At 2:06 on Feb 6, at 2:06...
Okay, see, that's the sound of new tweets coming in. So if I do Control Windows Up Arrow now, there'll be a new tweet there. It won't just beep at me.
At 2:06 on Feb 6, at 2:07 on Feb 16, Stephen Picker at 2:07 on Feb 16, Miss P said at 2:08 on Feb 16, Hans Last said at 2:08 on...
Now see, these are new tweets that are coming in. Now, I can use Control Windows Up and Down Arrows to go through these. Now I'm at the top of them, so it's showing me the newest ones. And as I go Control Windows Down Arrow, I go back to older ones. And there's probably about 22 or 23 in here now. Actually, I can hit Control Windows Right Arrow, and it will tell me how many tweets are currently available to me to read.
You are focused on tweet 1 of 24.
So there's 24 in here now, and I'm focused on tweet number 1, which is the most current tweet. Now I can, like I said, I can use Control Up and Control Windows Up and Down Arrows to navigate these tweets, and I'm gonna push Control Windows and use my down arrow.
At 2:07 on Feb 16, Miss P. At 2:07 on Feb 16, Stephen. At 2:06 on Feb 16, Pete Cashmore.
At
2:06
on Feb 6.
At 2:06 on Feb 16, Pete Cashmore said: Microsoft recite: note taking by voice http://tinyurl.com/dznxpt.
That's a tweet about an article about Microsoft note taking. I'll do Control Windows Down Arrow a few more times to see if there's anything else.
At 2:06 on Feb 16, Jen at 2:06 on Feb 16, Darcy Bernard at 2:05 on Feb 16, Stephen Pick at 2:05 on Feb 16, Darcy Bernard at 2:05 on Feb 16, Darcy at 2:04 on Feb 16, Stephen Pick at 2:02 on Feb 16, Pooh Bears at 2:02 on Feb 16, Stephen at 2:02 on Feb 16, Pooh Bear at 2:00 on Feb 16, Jen said at 2:00 on Feb 16, The New York Times said: Japan economies drop worst since 74 http://tinyurl.com/c3p2hh.
Now, that's a tweet from the New York Times. What I can do here is I can hit Control Windows B on this tweet.
Select the URL with your cursor keys.
Now, it says select the URL with my cursor keys. Now, I can select
link http://tinyurl.com.
That's the URL to the story that they were talking about Japan's economy.
Blank. Link go to the New York Times webpage http.
I can also go to the New York Times webpage.
Link visit the New York Times Twitter timeline.
Or I can visit the New York Times Twitter timeline.
Link visit the New York Times.
These are links, and they'll come up in my default browser, which just happens to be IE7. So if I hit enter on any of these links, they're going to come up in Internet Explorer. So if I wanted to read about Japan's economy, I could do that. I could hit enter on any of these links, but I'm going to escape out of here. Now what I can also do is I can send a tweet, a new tweet, by doing Control Windows N. And I'll do that right now. I'm going to do Control Windows N.
Post tweet dialog. Enter tweet text. Edit. Type in text.
So I just type in what I want to type. I'm going to write just doing a demo of Jotter for Blind Cool Tech.
Just doing a demo of Jotter for Blind Cool Tech.
Now I'll tab and I'll be on the OK button.
OK button to activate. Press spacebar.
I'll push spacebar, and if all goes well, it should say tweet sent.
Tweet sent. Folder view list view.
There we go. It's as easy as that. Now I can also reply to people's tweets. Basically what you do is you go through the tweets, and if you find one you want to reply to, you would hit Control Windows R. That's Control Windows R for reply. And then you would, that's of course being on the tweet that you want to reply to. And then it will put the name in for you automatically. The name won't show up in the edit box, but it will be in your title bar if you do a control, or if you do an insert T, you'll see the name in the title bar. So, for example, say I wanted to reply to the New York Times. I would go to that tweet.
At 202 on Feb 16th. Pooh Bear said at 202 on Feb 16th. Stephen at two o'clock on Feb 16th. Jen said Cole at 2 o'clock on Feb 16th. The New York Times said Cole.
Okay, I'm on the New York Times tweet, and I know that because it just read it. So I could do Control Windows R.
Reply to Nidham's dialog. Enter tweet text. Edit. Type in text.
And now I would type in whatever I wanted to say to them.
Reply to Nidham's.
And if I do insert T.
Reply to Nidham's.
It tells me that I'm replying to the New York Times, but I'm not going to reply to them, so I'm going to cancel.
Okay, cancel. Canceled. Folder view.
I just tabbed the cancel button and hit spacebar. I could have hit escape. It would have had the same effect. Now, what I can also do is I can hit Control Windows left arrow, and that will repeat the current tweet I'm on.
At 2 o'clock on Feb 16th, the New York Times said, colon, Japan economies drop worst since 74, http://.
Now, if I hit Control Windows left arrow twice quickly, it's going to copy that to the clipboard, and then I can paste that or do whatever I want to do with it, but I'm not going to do that. Now, Control Windows right arrow, as you saw earlier, will tell you how many tweets you have, and it'll tell you which one you're currently focused on. And if you hit Control Windows right arrow twice quickly, you can enter the number of a specific tweet that you want to get to, and it will take you right directly to that tweet. I think I've gone through basically most of the Jotter commands. I haven't gone through all of them. I know that. I'm sure there's a few I'm missing. Like Control Windows F5 will search for Twitter updates without having to wait the 3 minutes or whatever time you specified in your configuration settings. If you hit Control Windows F5 twice quickly, it will flush the buffer, and it will remove all the tweets that you currently have in your buffer, and it will get the most recent 20 Twitter updates. So if I wanted to totally clear out my buffer, say I've been running Jotter all day long and I've got hundreds of tweets in there, I can hit Control Windows F5 twice quickly. It'll clear that buffer out, and it'll put the most 20 recent tweets in there. And also, one of my favorite commands is virtualizing. If you're on a specific tweet, you can hit Control Windows V for virtualize, and it will put that Twitter in a virtual view so that you can spell things out or read over something you might have missed, and then you can just hit escape to get out of it. But what I really like to do is if I have a bunch of tweets, say I've been out all day and I haven't been able to read my tweets, because in Canada we can no longer get the text messages sent to our cell phones because of cost and stuff like that. They're working on a solution, but they don't have one yet. So I used to get Twitter updates on my cell, but now that I can't get them on my cell phone, I usually come home and read them. And so that I don't have to hit Control Windows up and down arrow and Control Windows home and end and do all that, I can just hit Control Windows V for virtualize twice quickly, and it puts all of them in a virtual buffer, and I can just use my up and down arrows and read them all right then and there. Now, of course, the virtual buffer won't refresh. You know, as new updates come in, I would have to leave the buffer and come back to it to see those new updates. But it is a quick way to virtualize everything and just read through all those tweets that you may have missed. And that's pretty much what Jotter does. And Sean is constantly adding new features to Jotter. I had 0.3 installed here a few days ago, and 0.4 just came out last night. So he does work on this quite regularly, and he's always trying to improve it. And I realize there is going to be a learning curve for some people as far as installation is concerned. But if you follow the README file exactly, then nothing should go wrong. And as long as you back up your scripts, you know, your personal users folder and your shared settings folder, you can restore things to a previous state if you have to, and start again. That way, you know, your JAWS won't be inoperable. So you can always use System Access to Go, which is www.satogo.com, to do that. Or you can use, you know, NVDA or even Narrator if you had to. You could use Narrator to restore your JAWS by replacing those folders and stuff if it came down to it and you had to do that. But as you can see, Jotter is a very convenient set of scripts for JAWS. I like it because I don't have to go to the website. I mean, the Twitter website is very accessible. There's nothing wrong with it, but it's so neat to be able to be anywhere on my computer and just do control windows up and down arrow just to see what people are doing, or virtualize everything with control windows V twice quickly and just bring it into a virtual viewer and see what's going on and not have to go out to the internet, and just to have Twitter, just to have Jotter update everything automatically is really cool, because I have my Twitter updates go to my Facebook as well. So when I update my Twitter status, it updates my Facebook status. And so it's very convenient to be able to do all of this from Jotter. And it's a great tool. It saves me from having to download other Twitter applications like I used to have. I used to have other Twitter apps where I could update Twitter from MSN, you know, using Messenger Plus, and I used to have OutTwit. I think that's one of the ones people use, and I had that one for a while. I have used that, but I just like Jotter because it's like it's built right into JAWS, and I don't have to use any extra applications. It's just right there whenever I need it. And hopefully if you decide to try Jotter, you will see all the benefits that I see with it, and you'll come to enjoy it as much as I do. And that's pretty much all I have for you today. But if you need my help installing Jotter, not only me, but the author of Jotter is very willing to help people as well, as you'll see on his website. Definitely feel free to contact me. Once again, Jotter can be obtained from www.randylaptop.com. And you can go there to get more information about Jotter as well as download it. You can also contact the author from there if you want his help. Or if anybody wants my help, you can feel free to contact me. And to reach me, my email address is e.zwicker@simpatico.ca. That's E as in Earl, dot Zwicker, which is Z-W-I-C-K-E-R, at Simpatico, which is S-Y-M-P-A-T-I-C-O.ca. That's S like in Sam, Y like in Yankee, M like in Mike, P like in Papa, A like in Alpha, T like in Tango, I like in India, C like in Charlie, O like in Oscar, dot C like in Charlie, A like in Alpha. So e.zwicker@sympatico.ca is my email. Also, if you have any comments about this podcast, you can send them there as well. My MSN is peterson_33, peterson_33@simpatico.ca. My Skype is Rowdy American, RowdyAmerican. That's also my name on Twitter. That's my LiveJournal username. That's my name on The Zone. That's my name on Blink Nation. It's my name basically everywhere. And of course, my name on Facebook is Earl Zwicker, E-A-R-L-E. Last name is Z-W-I-C-K-E-R. So definitely feel free to contact me in any one of those ways, and I'll be more than happy to talk to you about Jotter, or even if you just want to make a new friend, definitely feel free to contact me. And I hope you enjoyed this podcast, and I hope it helps some people out, and I hope it encourages you to give Jotter a shot and see what it's like for yourself. Everybody take care, and I'll catch you again when I do another podcast.